If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and he likes to do this segment, Legal Briefs with Karen Conti. I am doing Legal Boxer Briefs. Chicago attorney Karen Conti joins us now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Wendy.
All right, let's get right into it. Donald Trump versus Harvard. What do we have going on?
Well, you know, he issued an executive order saying that Harvard shouldn't be able to have foreign students come to the university, which is just crazy in a way because, you know, a third of the students that go to Harvard are from foreign countries. And, you know, if you've been to college, there are a lot of foreign students who go to colleges, and it's an enriching sort of thing to have people from different countries who you study with, who bring different skills and different, you know, different types of education. So, you know, the court struck it down initially, and now there's going to be a full hearing on it. But, you know, it's a First Amendment issue. It's like the right to associate, due process. I mean, you're going to send all these kids back who've already paid their tuition. And, you know, it's basically equal protection, too. So there's all these different constitutional issues at play here. And my guess is that it's not going to stand muster in the court.
I just find it weird that, you know, we would not want people going to colleges from other countries. Aren't there people that study abroad that, you know, from here?
Well, that's another thing, Wendy. I was just going to say that. Now, if we start barring foreign students from studying here, guess what? When your kid wants to go study at Loyola in Rome, you know, it could be that Rome says, hey, we're going to reciprocate. So this could really result in something that is very unfortunate for globalism, for, you know, diversity. And again, diversity is not necessarily a bad thing when you're a young person. I don't know about you. I mean, I met all kinds of people from China and from India, and I learned about different religions, things that I never knew about in college. And I think that's a good positive thing. I think the court, though, more fundamentally from a constitutional standpoint, is just going to find that this just violates too many clauses of our laws here.
I'll be interested to see what happens. We all will. What's going on with the Sean P. Diddy Combs trial that has, what, entered week number three?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, I wish we had cameras in the courtroom for this one because we're seeing all these different rapper celebrities come up and say, you know, that they were threatened by him. And it's just interesting because this RICO charge, which is being used now in sex trafficking cases like R. Kelly, used to be used, you know, with mafia type things. You see all of this bad behavior and everyone's saying, well, why is bad behavior illegal? And it's not. But it goes to the jury to show that he had control, that he used force, that he used threats and extortion and drugs to traffic women, to traffic people, and to force labor. And so, you know, you're getting this just sort of a smorgasbord of bad behavior by R. Kelly by P. Diddy over a period of about 20 years.
And where is he now? Is he in custody?
He is in custody. He was denied bail, and that's one of the reasons this case went to trial so quickly, because he seems to think he's getting out. But no, he's being held, and he's appearing in court every day, and looks like it's going to go probably at least another month.
And what's he worth? He's worth a lot of money, is he not?
Well, Forbes said he was worth about $700 million, but he's dropped to $400 million. Poor him. but what I see happening here, there's a thing called forfeiture, and it's kind of a little niche of the law. And it says that in a federal case like this, if you use your assets to commit your crimes, then the government can take away your assets. And he's got a house worth $60 million. He's got a jet worth $25 million. And there are allegations that, you know, he used those places and the airline to, you know, to basically do what he's doing. So they're going to try to take all of it away. And don't forget, he's got 70 lawsuits against him by women and men who claim that he sexually abused them. So what the government doesn't take, my guess is that the civil suits are going to take.
Wow. Unbelievable. What's on the docket with some of the Supreme Court cases right now, Karen?
Well, there's a few that are going to come down because it's the end of their session. So this is where they usually issue their rulings on some of these hot button issues. The one that's really interesting is this Tennessee transgender case. And basically the question is, can a state ban doctors from giving any care to transgender people when it comes to this stuff? And it looks like the court, in my view, from the arguments, may uphold this law. And if that's the case, there are 24 states that ban this kind of medical treatment. So basically, we're going to have a lot of our country, if we have issues like that with children, they're not going to be able to get their medical care in state. So I think that's an important case. There's a couple other cases. One is a gun case where Mexico is actually suing the gun manufacturers here in this country, saying that they're marketing to the cartel. And the question is whether or not they can sustain that lawsuit, whether there are laws that kind of prohibit those kinds of suits. So again, very interesting cases.
Oh, and you're on the air Sunday from 3 to 5 here on 720. What do you have coming up this weekend?
I have a real interesting interview with a guy who has a podcast about scammer farms. Scammer farms are in foreign countries, mostly Southeast Asia. 400,000 people are being held against their will and are forced to work on computers and scam people across the world. You know, those emails you get from
people
who are Nigerian princes. And these people are lured there, they are incarcerated there, and they are forced to do this 24/7. It's something I knew nothing about. It is documented. It is fascinating. And I'm going to have a full-hour interview with the guy who investigated it.
Always something. You do such a good job on those Sunday shows. I'm telling you, Karen, I'll be listening for sure.
Thank you, Wendy.
All right. Take care.
Have a great week.
You too. Legal Boxer Briefs with Karen Conti. Listen to Karen this Sunday from 3 to 5 here on 720 WGN.